AI-driven scams fuel surge in digital fraud across Kenya, new report shows. Attackers employ sophisticated cyber tactics. Kenya, the 19th of November 2025. Kenya is facing a fast-evolving wave of technology-enabled fraud, with new data from TransUnion showing the country recorded the second highest rate of digital fraud victims in Africa between February and May 2025. According to the company's H2 2025 update to the Top Fraud Trends report, 10% of surveyed Kenyans were successfully deceived in digital attacks during the period, a figure surpassed only by South Africa's 13%. The report links the surge to increasingly sophisticated cyber tactics, many powered by AI-based impersonation tools, stolen credentials, and advanced social engineering techniques. These methods are enabling scammers to mimic human voices, craft highly convincing messages, and manipulate digital onboarding systems with unprecedented ease. Phishing remains the dominant threat, accounting for 46% of reported incidents. Instead of traditional emails alone, attackers are now using AI-generated voice calls and automated messaging systems to trick victims into surrendering bank information and other sensitive data. Smishing, gift card scams, and other deception-based attacks also featured prominently. TransUnion's analysis draws on billions of digital transactions from over 40,000 websites and mobile apps, alongside surveys conducted in 18 countries, revealing a broader global escalation. Worldwide, 48% of consumers reported being targeted by email, SMS, online, or phone call scams during the same period. In Kenya, the number was dramatically higher at 81%. The report also highlights sectors struggling most to keep up with fast-advancing fraud technology. Kenya's gaming industry recorded a suspected fraud rate of 10.4%, followed by logistics at 7.8% and government services at 7.5%, making them the most exposed industries in the country. Amid rising threats, technology-driven defenses are becoming more critical. Amritha Reddy, TransUnion Africa's Senior Director of Fraud Product Management, noted that Kenya's financial institutions are increasingly adopting AI-powered fraud detection systems, biometric verification, and consumer awareness programs, measures that have already improved resilience in banking. However, Reddy warned that attackers are evolving rapidly. Kenya is making strong progress in fraud prevention, but sectors like gaming remain highly vulnerable. As scammers refine their tactics through AI and advanced impersonation, continuous monitoring and regular review of personal credit information are essential, she said. The findings paint a clear picture. As fraudsters deploy more sophisticated digital tools, Kenya's cybersecurity landscape must adapt just as quickly, or risk seeing even more consumers and businesses fall victim to technologically enabled scams.